question. I think it's amazing how God brings families together, sometimes gathering them from across the world. I hear many parents describe how when they first saw their child that they were hoping to adopt, they just knew that that was their child. Adoption has affected many of the families at Grace, and we are so incredibly thankful for the gift of these children and the ways they reveal God's love and God's family to us. If you've never heard someone tell the story of the adoption of their child or of their own adoption, if you know them well enough, I'd encourage you to ask about it. They are very powerful, God-led stories of families being made and completed and enriched. Adoption is an important part of my family's story too. I have several cousins that are adopted from all over the world. I'll never forget the first time I read the story of my cousin Rebecca's adoption from China. Her parents described the moment they first locked eyes on her after they had traveled across the world to claim their daughter. I still remember the spot that I sat sobbing in the Union at Luther, where I was reading it when I was in college. And in fact, my older brother and sister were both adopted too. And then when my mom was 40, she got pregnant with me. So, watch out. Sometimes when I was growing up and other kids learned that my brother and sister were adopted, they would say, well, they're not really your brother and sister then. But they couldn't be more wrong. They were my brother and sister. They were just as much my family as anybody else could ever be, no matter who they were born from. This is true for us too, as God's children. We aren't all literally born from the same parents, but we are all made a part of God's family when we're baptized. We receive the Holy Spirit's gifts and presence just as Jesus did when he was baptized, and the Spirit descended in the form of a dove, and God's voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased." God says the same about us in our baptisms. Soon Levi will come to the font to be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And I'll make the sign of the cross on his forehead with the oil, just as my pastor did for me and your pastor did for you when you were baptized. And I will say, "Levi J., child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever." Levi will be born again of water and the Spirit, and he will be adopted into God's family. Our reading told us that all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Children follow the example and direction of their parents. At least we hope they do, or we hope that they have good parents to be good examples for them. But part of a job as a parent is to show your child the way to go, where to walk, what is safe and what is not safe. Parents, as many of you probably know, take kids to school, to activities, and to church. Way to go, all you parents who brought your kids to church today. Parents lead the way for their children. And as God's children, the Holy Spirit leads the way for us. The Spirit is our guide and our teacher, the one who leads and inspires us. When we're baptized, we're born of water and the Spirit. We are adopted as God's children, and we receive all the gifts that God has to give us through the Holy Spirit. Our reading also says, "We did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear." God does not want us to be afraid. God doesn't want us to just sit back and worry about what will happen. God's Spirit nudges us to keep going forward, to keep following God, even in those challenging times. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." You know that feeling when you are scared to do something, but you know you need to do it? That fear is our human weakness, and the call to do something or say something that we know is right is the Spirit of God working in us. And we should follow that, even if we're afraid, because we have received a spirit of adoption. We have been claimed by God. We have a spiritual parent who will give us all the good things that Christ has won for us. When we're adopted as God's children, we get gifts. We're heir to God's promises, and we are glorified alongside God. Which is great, right? Good news. We like having glory, and who doesn't like an inheritance, especially if it contains eternal life? But there's more. It's not always good. It's not always easy. Being a child of God and getting glory also involves suffering with Christ. We sometimes say that baptism doesn't guard us against bad things happening to us. And faith doesn't guard us against that either. There is suffering in all of our lives, but there's also hope in the glory of Christ, who rose from the dead because God's promises go beyond our life now and into the next. We hear the Bible say again and again, "If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live." The resurrection isn't promised just for Jesus, but for all of us who are brothers and sisters in Christ. Not one of us is so dead in our sin that the power of God can't bring us back to fullness of life. One of my seminary professors, Audrey West, wrote that God's power is for all God's family members who face death-dealing forces in their lives. In the midst of all the ways we might feel trapped, unable to see a way out, weighed down by thoughts or feelings or circumstances beyond our power to control, Paul invites us to receive the Spirit of God as earnestly and as completely as the Spirit of God receives us. In the reading, it describes us calling out, "Abba, Father," like a child calling for their daddy in the night. That is how God hears us, calling for help, and God comes to us with the love of a loving Father. The life-giving power of God makes it possible for us to receive this gift, this adoption as children of God. And as any loving adoptive parent would say, children who enter the family by the miracle of adoption are every bit as beloved, every bit as much family, as those who are born to parents in what maybe you could say is the old-fashioned way. God makes it possible for the family of God to include all of us. The good news for us today is that God claims each of us as longed for and loved children, much like an adoptive parent claims and loves a child for whom they've waited for and searched for and prayed for. And even better news is that as God's children, we become like our Savior and our brother Jesus, clothed with his glory and his light, coming out of the pits and valleys of life to surprise the world. As God's children, we have a hold on a new life that the rest of the world does not. We have a hope and a light that will never go out. Thanks be to God for that. Amen.